Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. These are the sounds of Venezuelan protests from a New York Times video. The situation there has gotten worse in the second month of riots against the government of Nicolás Maduro. At least 35 people have been killed since the protests began. A prominent opposition leader has lost her congressional seat and could be prosecuted for inciting protests. And the government has jailed three generals, suspecting a possible coup. But here in the U.S., media coverage has been spare. And there are some who have been calling out that lack of coverage.
Pero cuando uno ve la cobertura en los medios en Estados Unidos, ve la atención que se le prestó y se le presta a lo que ocurre en Ucrania.
CNN Español's anchor Juan Carlos López says Venezuela hasn't gotten the same attention as Ukraine. And Florida Senator Marco Rubio, his interviewee, agrees.
Ayer yo hice ese punto en Twitter. Yo escribí en Twitter que qué interesante que hay medios de prensa en Estados Unidos que están ignorando lo que ocurre en Venezuela.
According to our research, for every story on Venezuela, there were at least four stories about Ukraine. And as the Venezuelan protests have gotten worse, the amount of coverage has stayed roughly the same.
What a lot of bilingual people in this country go through, this kind of bipolar existence, when you turn on Spanish language news and you watch, you know, Univision or hear Spanish language radio, you hear about a completely different world than when you watch English language mainstream coverage.
That's Hispanic media consultant Gabriela Domenzain. She says Latinos in the U.S. must turn to Spanish language media to fill in the coverage gap. We contacted journalists at some of the news organizations we look at to ask them how they go about covering the world. The New York Times told us in a statement that they weigh international stories based on breaking developments, their impact on markets and business, and the level of U.S. diplomatic involvement. But foreign policy experts agree that there is a lack of interest in Latin America in U.S. newsrooms. And according to Domenzain, the lack of newsroom diversity is also to blame.
All the studies have shown that the increased Latinos in newsrooms actually affect editorial and coverage of Latino issues.
But can mainstream media make more room for foreign coverage that Latinos and other groups care about? And what, besides diversity issues, has gotten in the way of making that happen? Big media have taken the double hit of an economic recession and the internet. News organizations have had to downsize, and their foreign bureaus have been the first to go. Pew Research expert Mike Jerkowitz says, in 2011, only 1 in 10 stories in the American news diet were international.
News emanating from overseas that was not primarily about the United States was a pretty small part of the media menu.
It's not clear if general U.S. audiences just don't care about international news. But what is clear is that communities inside the U.S. care about certain regions, and the digital age may be opening new doors just as it closes others.
If you had a newspaper or a television station or even a national network, your first thoughts were always sort of geographic. You had a community, a physical community, your city, your town, your state, your country. That was your core audience. These digital native outlets have never had to think like that. That's never been their mindset. They have truly grown up in the borderless world of online information and journalism.
Sites like BuzzFeed and the Huffington Post are opening new foreign bureaus, and digital outlets like the Global Post and News Deeply rely on networks of multicultural, multilingual journalists based all over the world. The digital online magazine Quartz is another example. They launched in 2012 with a newsroom that speaks at least 19 different languages. Mitra Kalita is Quartz's ideas editor. She was born in Brooklyn to Indian parents, and she knows how limiting traditional newsrooms can be.
I feel like for much of my career, especially covering immigration and globalization, it could feel uphill as far as getting people to take this story seriously.
Kalita believes that as the U.S. becomes a more diverse country, Quartz's idea of global coverage will become the norm.
So that belief that your story can actually have two audiences at once, I think is pretty revolutionary, but also no longer forces this model of writing for one group of people that is our alleged mainstream and ignoring the community that you are surrounded by.
New media outlets still have to show they can go global and make money in the long run, and that their reporting can be as reliable as traditional media. But here's the bright spot. they're already changing the geography of world news coverage.